The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It is the Champions of the People Injury Show. The only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're here for you. We are injury attorneys. We do all kinds of injury cases, and we have for over 30 years. You can put our experience to work for you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. There's a lot of information on our website. All of our books are there. We have written 6 books. There are 3 more books in the works, all for you. Why do we do all this? We want you to have the information. We've learned over the years the people that are put at a disadvantage don't have the information. The insurance companies that you fight on your injury claim, they have the information, they have the training, they have the knowledge. Why don't you? If you're just guessing and you're going up against them, you're not going to win the war. They're trained, they have the knowledge, they have their scripts on how they're going to ask questions, what questions they're going to ask you. So that's one of the reasons, not all of the reasons, one of the big reasons we do all these shows, we publish these books, we have all the information on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, our most recent book was entitled The Definitive Guideline on Colorado Car Insurance. Any question you have on car insurance, you can read this book. You can download any of our books free, that's right, free, on our website, e-copy, championsofthepeople.com. If you want a hard copy, and last week somebody ordered all 6 books from our law firm, we sent them, you can call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we're going to send them to you, and we'll be glad to do that. Now, what do we do as injury attorneys? Well, of course, we do auto accident cases, truck cases, bike cases, injury-type cases. And Brad and I have done trials and cases all over the state of Colorado. We've done trials in Durango. We've done trials in Sterling. We have an office in Steamboat Springs. We do workers' compensation cases. We can help you navigate the insurance maze and win your insurance claim. Put your life back together again. We also do pharmaceutical cases. We do drug cases. We do pharmaceutical and medical device cases like Esure, the birth control device that was sold to women and misrepresented, like Xarelto, the blood-thinning drug. We've done a show on Xarelto. You can go to our website, listen to our shows. You can call us, and we can interview you. If you have any questions, you can just call us anytime. Okay, today we're talking about car accidents and your injuries. Car accidents, your injuries, and how do you recover? How do you make a recovery? What is this business about recovery anyway? What do you do? How do you do it? So, Brad, let's start with, basically we look at the mechanism of injury. So let's explain that to everybody and see how that takes off and what we do.
We just don't look at it. Everybody else looks at it, too. And it's an important element of the crash. And you have to be able to analyze the crash and determine whether or not there is a mechanism or something occurred in that crash that would cause that particular part of your body to be hurt. So one of the first things I always look at, if you're complaining that your neck hurt, they're looking at the dynamics of the crash to see how your body would have been thrown around within the crash to cause your neck to hurt. The same thing with respect to your lower back, the same thing with respect to a knee, same thing with respect to an ankle, same thing with respect to your wrists or your hand. If you have your hand or your wrist or your hand on the steering wheel and you get crashed into and it causes you to be thrown forward and back, it can cause a wrist injury. If you've been slammed, if your knees have been slammed into the dashboard or into the front console of the where you're driving, then you're going to have the same thing. It's going to be whether or not there was such force to cause that injury. The same thing with getting slammed with an air control device of some type. Airbags, or whether or not you went into the windshield, or whether or not the side of your head hit into the side of the car.
You know, you have to look at the type of injury, and you have to look at exactly how the accident happened, right? So let's give you a couple examples. A lot of insurance companies say that if you have a compressed disc syndrome, disc nerve pinching on the nerves, that you could not have been hurt in the accident unless you hit your head on the ceiling of your car, the roof of your car. Wow. So that deals with the mechanism of injury. That deals with how you can recover in a car accident, and you should have a legal game plan. You should have a legal game plan for how the accident happened, because as you know, if you've listened to us, they always try to blame you for part or all of the accident, even when you are rear-ended. And you should have a game plan for your injuries and damages and losses. Brad, let's talk about also about, you know, it depends. You can have muscle injury. You can have a neurological injury. You can have nerve injury. And it changes the flavor. It changes the nature of the case when you have these different type injuries, because insurance companies always want to default to, well, it's just a muscle injury. What's your problem?
Now, the insurance companies want to look and say it's an injury where you recovered quickly, or you should have recovered quickly, and the inconvenience caused by the crash is only maybe 1 or 2 weeks, 1 or 2 months, 6 or 7 months, not even a year, and then they diminish the value of your claim, thinking that, you know, a couple months out of your life isn't a big deal. It would be interesting to see how any of those insurance people who are taking that position would feel if a couple months out of their life occurred. But that's the way they feel. So they're always looking to blame it on a muscle injury where you can come back quickly and where you don't have any type of problem that is long lasting and that requires a great deal of care. They have doctors. They have people who will come in and name just about any pain you have to be muscle pain, to be some type of fleeting pain that'll be going away very quickly, or should go away very quickly. And if it didn't, well, it's because you didn't follow the doctor's orders, you didn't follow the physical therapy, you didn't do the exercises you were supposed to do, or you're just plain faking. So they try to categorize the injury into a muscle pain, while sometimes the injury is not that. Sometimes the reason for the pain is a damage to the structural anatomy, and when that happens, you're getting disc out of place, you're getting vertebrae out of place, you're getting impingement onto the nerves, and when you're getting that, it's causing radiating pain, and that's going to be a problem for you, and it could last for the rest of your life.
You know, sometimes we say the doctors don't even know what's the matter with you. You don't know what your diagnosis is. You've been to the doctor several times. So how in the world does the insurance company know? Well, they don't. They just want to close your case out. You know, we've discovered that some of these insurance companies reward money-wise bonuses for insurance adjusters that bring in cases under their designated authority. And when you're in an accident, you're talking to an adjuster. Usually, not always, but usually you're talking to an adjuster with a lower level of authority. So they're going to try everything in the book they can to get you to settle or pay you within that level of authority, because then they get rated high. Then they get probably their bonuses, right? How does that work? I mean, the claims department is supposed to pay a fair and legitimate compensation. So that's why we always preach you need to have a legal game plan. If you've been in an accident, you've been injured, your family's suffering, you can call us right now at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You don't have to put up with this. You don't have to live with it. You can do something about it. We can help you. We can give you a free consultation and a game plan to win your case. That's that simple. We wrote a book on legal game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All right. So, you know, Brad, you were talking about adjusters a minute ago. And I just thought I'd mention that, you know, many times adjusters, insurance adjusters, that adjust your claim are in a car accident themselves. And one of them just hired me 3 weeks ago. Why? That person told me that they're trying to deal with the insurance company on their own. They won't treat them fairly. They can't even get to first base. And so the insurance adjusters sometimes hire Bell and Pollock. You can hire Bell and Pollock. We have over 30 years of experience. We do workers' compensation cases and auto cases. Brad, let's talk about this recovery. If the insurance company can make and default your injuries into a muscle-related injury, and then they use their medical studies that you should be over this, it's expected you should be over this, why aren't you over this? That may not be the whole case, because your doctor may not know what your diagnosis is.
Well, the insurance company will be quick to try to diagnose and determine what your injuries are prior to the doctor even knowing, and without let's get it straight. They're prior to the treating physician knowing, the treating medical personnel. And the reason I say that is that the insurance companies have doctors, in essence, in their pocketbooks. They have them in their bank accounts. And these doctors, because they're in their bank accounts of the insurance companies and want to keep getting paid, the doctors would probably be able to give diagnosis very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. I mean, I've actually had a judge look at me one time on one of the doctors who hadn't given an opinion yet, and we were talking about whether or not we could go to trial. And the judge said right in front of the attorneys in his chambers, it was just the attorneys, he said, you don't really need more time, and you don't have to worry about getting the doctor's opinion. We all know what it's going to be. He said, just get some of your old ones and change the names. We all know what it's going to be. And we all know what it's going to be is that they're going to say you're a malinger. They're going to say you should overcome the injury. If there's nothing that is on any kind of film, then sometimes they'll even try to diminish the value of the film, or they'll try to attack that. But if there's nothing on a film, that's the way they're going to be, period. They're just going to walk in and say there's nothing wrong with you. They've been hired by the insurance company, but, and we can do this after the break, you will never know it if you're sitting on the jury. You will never know that it's the insurance company that has them actually dancing around like puppets.
Right, exactly. So, you know, put yourself in the courtroom right now. Put yourself on the jury. You're in the jury panel. You're hearing an injury case. There's a big fight going on back and forth, right? A doctor gets on for the defense. For the defense. You're never told that's an insurance company doctor. You can't bring insurance up at trial. You're never told that's an insurance company paid lawyer representing the at-fault driver. You're never told that. But you ask the questions time and time again. You get a chance to ask questions. Is there insurance in this case? The judge will say, I can't answer that question. You're never told that, but that's exactly what they do. And that's just, we're just talking about trial. What do they do before trial when you're trying to settle your case? Right? Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. We're going to cover this insurance company doctor situation after the break. You're not going to want to miss it. What do these insurance doctors do? Who are they? Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, Champions of the People. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your MedPay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the MedPay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollack, Champions of the People. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollack. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollack Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollack have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Champions of the People Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We formed our law firm in 1984. With a vision and mission and passion of representing injured victims. And we've done it ever since, all over the state of Colorado. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. You can call us at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989, and we will help you. If you can't come to us, we will come to you. Bell and Pollack, workers' compensation, auto cases, bike cases, truck cases, pedestrian cases, hit-and-run cases, drunk driver cases, pharmaceutical device cases, the product Roundup, the medical device Esure for birth control. Women weren't told the truth about the birth control device. You go to our website, you can find out what we do, and you can give us a call. Today we're talking about how do you really recover? What's behind the scenes on recovering from an insurance company once you've been injured? We were talking about insurance company doctors. Let's open your eyes. You're not going to put up with this. You're not going to get beat on this. You're going to know what you have to do. But if you're just guessed, it's not going to work, right? It's just not going to work. The other thing insurance companies, before we get to the doctors, they count on you not being educated, not having the information, which we're glad to do for you, right? They count on you not knowing what to do. And then in 6 months, 4 months, 9 months, you wake up, you still have the same symptoms from this stupid idiot that hit you and rear-ended you, this texting idiot that hits you, you still have the same symptoms. And what they're counting on is that you didn't take the proper steps in those months, those interim months. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. And therefore, they're not going to pay you. Or they're going to pay you very little. And they're going to use it against you. So we try to teach you what to do. Brad, let's talk about these insurance company doctors. You get them in a deposition and you ask them questions. They've examined your client. They've examined the injured victims. And it's just like you said about the judge said, we all know what they're going to say. They're going to say, or imply that you're lying, that you're making it up. But you ask them these questions. How much money do you make from this insurance company XYZ? How much money do you make from the other insurance company? What do they always say?
Well, they always say, we don't know. They said, we don't keep track of that. We don't have the numbers on that. The doctors are business people. They have business offices. They have people that watch over their business. They know how much money they're getting from different sources. But they'll say they don't know. Oh, I don't keep track of that. I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody. Maybe my bookkeeper keeps track of that. Maybe my nurse keeps track of that. Maybe somebody in my office personnel takes it. They don't even know who is keeping track of their money, according to them, when you depose them. And they'll just say they don't know. Now, if you send what we call interrogatories to them, They'll get the attorneys to fight it. They'll say, we don't want to give you that information. That's not something you're entitled to. And some judges will agree that we can't have that. Other judges agree that we can, or state that we can have it, because the judges will to consider the different arguments and determine what position the judge wants to take. But the doctors will always argue, we just plain don't know. And because we don't know, we can't tell you what it is. We can't tell you how many times we testify for this insurance company. And of course, and how much money we get from the insurance company. Of course, quite often, one of the reasons we don't get it, if we don't get it, is because it's not something we can necessarily say in trial. We can't say, Doctor, Farmers Insurance Company has paid you over $1 million every year for the last 5 years to testify against injured people, to testify, to come in here and say they're not hurt. You've received that much because you can't talk about Farmers. So then it's, okay, well, how much did this particular attorney use you? And of course, they rotate their attorneys to make sure they don't get huge numbers. You can ask the doctor a lot of times, how much money have you made testifying as a defense doctor or for the defendants? And sometimes you can get that in. But there's been a lot of work by the insurance companies. And the work done by the insurance company is to try to control what the jury can learn, what it can know about, what information it's entitled to receive. And it's important that you understand those concepts when you start with the adjuster at the very beginning. Because what you want to make sure you understand when you start with the adjuster at the very beginning is that the insurance company has set up for years and years, they have set up the process by which they can minimize the amount of money they're going to pay you. And they do that long before you've even purchased their policy, or long before the person who hit you purchased their policy, and long before that crash ever even happened.
Right. So we're the insurance company. We're going to set up these adjusters. We're going to train them, right? We're going to have policies and procedures. We're going to have manuals. We're going to have training videos. What do you have? Who do you have? You think it's just an innocent call to the insurance adjuster after an accident? That's just wrong. It's not innocent. They've already got the program in place. They've already got their game plan. That's why we wrote the book, Legal Game Plan. If you've been in an accident, you've been injured in any way, you give us a call right now, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Right now, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can fill out the quick questionnaire and send it to us, and we will respond. You can do it right now. 303-795-5900. The attorneys that have over 30 years of experience, the attorneys who do work comp cases and all types of injury cases, the attorneys who've had a passion and mission and focus on the injured victim since 1984, that's who you want to talk to. We're glad to talk to you. We're glad to give you a free initial consultation. We're talking about these doctors. It sounds pretty formidable. Can they be beat? Yes. Right. Let's take another example. This is going to open your eyes. We're talking about these insurance company doctors. We're talking about how you beat them so you can recover. how you get paid on an insurance claim. You've got to get through this maze. You've got to knock these pedestals down. One of the pedestals is a doctor. I'll give you an example. In the deposition, doctor, you wrote a report about our client over here. Yes. And you said that the client's injured and they have symptoms XYZ. They have symptoms in their neck. They have symptoms in their low back. Yes, right. But you say it's a muscle-related injury. Yes. And you say that you will give them, quote, you will give them pain and suffering up to 8 months, correct? Yes. But it's been 3 years since the accident. They're still suffering. Well, I'll still just give them up to 8 months. Now, watch this. Then we ask them, well, they're still suffering, so what are they suffering from if they had the same symptoms from the accident in month 9, year 2, year 3? What are they suffering from? A lot of them will tell you, I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Bell, Mr. Pollock. I know one thing. It's not from this accident. And that's just kind of incredible.
That's exactly what they do. They'll even go a step further a lot of times. A lot of times they'll go, well, all the care they've gotten for these last 3 years is reasonable and appropriate, and it's been charged at the appropriate rate. But that care is for a symptom or for an end or for a problem that could not have possibly come from the crash and that they should have recovered from. So that care may be appropriate for what they're complaining about, and it's appropriate for and no, I'm not saying the other doctors who have been treating them all this time are committing malpractice. I'm not saying that they're unnecessarily treating this person. But what I am saying is that the problem they have was not caused by the crash. And then you try and lay it out the timeline. Okay, doctor, let's talk about the fact they didn't have this before. They got it at or about the time of the crash. They came in within a reasonable time, maybe it's even 3 to 6 months, but within a reasonable time after the crash with the injury. The pain started right at the time of the crash or within 4 or 5 days of the crash, and nothing else occurred in the meantime. And doctor, you know, we've all related that the first 6 months of this pain or first 8 months of this pain is caused by the crash, but you're sitting here with a straight face telling everybody that you don't know what's caused the pain to continue. You don't know why they currently have the pain, but it can't possibly from the crash, which was the triggering event.
Yeah. One of my favorite questions to ask him is, okay, doctor, you say that this person should have had these symptoms legitimately from the car crash. You admit that in your report and in your testimony today, you admit it, that they should have had these symptoms for 8 months. But then beyond 8 months, you say they shouldn't have, that should be resolved, and they still have the symptoms, and you just don't know what the symptoms are from. And my favorite question to them is, okay, so they've had the symptoms from the car crash for 8 months and 3 days, right, doctor? You admit that. Yes, I do. Okay, so 8 months and 3 days, they have these same symptoms. They wake up the next morning, and they have the same symptoms. Yes, doctor? Right, they report the same symptoms. So somewhere, magically, during the night, 8 months and 3 days, that's your cutoff, doctor. Something else happened. Same symptoms. It just magically went away. It just magically wasn't caused by the accident. And so Brad and I are just giving you a flavor of how this war works. You can win this war. Call us at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We'll help you. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. Okay, Brad, before the break coming up, let's briefly cover the fact that you can recover for emotional damages. You don't have to just have physical, anatomical, orthopedic damages. You can recover for mental anxiety and that sort of thing.
Of course you can. Any damage. And quite often, I have people who face and are dealing with the nightmares that they have after a crash or the fear they have of driving after a crash. Sometimes that's a very short time period. Other times it lasts years that people are afraid to go downtown anymore. They're afraid to drive in the same place. They are constantly watching cars coming up behind them, afraid they're going to get rear-ended. They have terrible, terrible memories of the crash and the events that occurred and what it did to their lives. And, of course, this is something that's compensable. We just have to be able to identify it.
You can win this war. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, give us a call, 303-795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are injury attorneys. We've been doing this for over 30 years. We can and will help you. We'll be right back.
funny. The kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in.
Mushrooms.
Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Grab your legal coffee or legal bagel. We're ready to go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, this show is for you, right? All of our shows are for you. We do a variety of shows right here in the Denver metro area and in the mountain towns and in the mountain areas and on the western slope and up north and south. Why? Saturday morning show, we do one that's aired in Craig, Colorado, Steamboat Springs, Colorado, Colorado Springs, and Denver and Fort Collins area. Why? So you know what to do. We spend a lot of time, energy, and effort and money trying to teach you and educating you on what you need to do. The reason is simple, to help you, to educate you, to give you the information. If you've listened to our shows at all, you understand the insurance companies have the information. Their adjusters have the information. It's a power they hold over you, but you can change the power structure. You can remove their power. You can win the war, but you're not going to do it by hoping and guessing. Call us, 303-795-5900. If you have been injured, they're going to attack the mechanism of injury, and we talked about it at the beginning of the show, and you need a game plan on how to attack this. How do you win this war? 303-795-5900. Right before the break, we were talking about, can you recover from emotional injuries? Yes. And so, Brad, let's expand on that just a little bit. What are emotional injuries? I mean, we talk about anxiety. We talk about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Some people say, well, I just thought that related to a war situation. These accidents are very tragic, very tragic.
It's important to spend some time thinking about how and watching your client and talking to your client about how this affected the client emotionally and the mental distress it might have caused. And a lot of times you're not going to find that out without actually talking to their siblings or talking to their spouses or talking to their parents and discussing with them what changes you've seen. Or they've seen in the client, you've got to talk to the client and say, does anybody identify for the client changes, or do you yourself see changes in the way you've acted and what you do? A lot of times you need to start making distinguishing factors towards how close you are to the crash and how far away in time you get from the crash. Are there still some vestiges? A lot of times you're dealing with people who have shortened tolerances when it comes to dealing with the crash. Their personality has changed, and that's hard to see when the attorney has just picked up on the case. I mean, has just met the client for the first time. We watch in commercials, and we watch in TV and even in the radio. There's law firm after law firm and lawyer after lawyer who is vying for your business and is trying to get your business. There's some things that we all have in common as the lawyers who deal with this case, and that's that 90% of the time when the client walks in, we're meeting them for the first time. And when we're meeting them for the first time, we don't know the total effect the crash has had on them. We understand there are certain effects we can expect and we can believe is there. But that's why Gary and I like to talk to you about what you need to be watching for. Instead of just saying, here, come see us, we want you to be watching for what's happened to the person that's been in the crash. And then eventually we're going to want to talk to the people who've been around you, who have been around the injured person. We're going to want to get reports. We're going to want to get names. We're going to want to get information. We're going to want our injured person to sit down with their friends, their relatives, their coworkers, the people that are close to them, the people who can explain things, and give an idea of how this has affected them as far as their personality traits and what it is. And we're darn sure going to want to know and ask people who have driven with them, who have ridden with them since the crash, what they see in their conduct when they're driving.
Right. And insurance companies usually take the position that emotional injuries, anxiety, distress, depression, and they're no big deal. You get over them. What's your problem? It's a huge deal. Look at the trauma that just happened, right? Look at it. I mean, I just visited with somebody recently. Their car was turned on its side. They were hanging from their seat belts. And the insurance company basically says, no big deal. That is a huge deal. But you're not going to win this war by not knowing what to do. You must listen to the information we give you. You must go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you've been injured right now, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. It's free, 795-5900. The game plan's free. You know, you come into our office. Brad just told you, we meet you for the first time, so we're trying to get a feel for how this has affected you. You're trying to get a feel for who we are and what we do. You've heard us on the radio. You've been referred to us. I said, you know, 3 weeks ago, an insurance adjuster hired me for her case. The insurance company wouldn't pay her. So, people need help. 303-795-5900. Now, when you come in, we're going to deal about the emotional side. We're going to deal about the physical side. You're not just going to be a number that gets turned around, right? It's going to be an exploration of how this has affected you in your life. This is a huge deal. 303-795-5900. Let's also talk a little bit about, Brad, you know, you have headaches, you have anxiety, you have depression, you have sadness, you have post-traumatic stress disorder in different phases. It can be severe. You have concussions. You have concussive symptoms. Do they go away? All these things are taken into consideration. We have questionnaires that we'll give you to fill out to help you aid us in representing you. So you need the information, the details. Details persuade people. So let's also talk about, you need to go to attorneys that understand the medicine. If you don't understand the medicine, how are you going to present somebody's claim? So at Bell & Pollock, we do study the medicine. We do understand the medicine. And we can talk to you about everything from atlantoaxial neck injuries to arthritis, pre-existing conditions. But let's just talk a little bit about pre-existing conditions, because this is a huge one for insurance companies. In addition to their hired gun doctors, this is how they try to beat you.
Once again, a lawyer has not done their job if they haven't sat down and discussed with you whether or not you've had pre-existing conditions. And I like to quite often to say, I want to know if you have a pre-existing injury, but not only if you had a pre-existing injury, but did you have pre-existing symptoms that we need to deal with? And how do we need to deal with those pre-existing symptoms? You're in a crash and the crash causes you significant back pain. And you're living with that back pain, and you finally decide you're going to go sit down with the lawyer, and you're going to talk to the lawyer. If you've already talked to the adjuster, the adjuster might have asked you about the back pain. One of the things that has to be addressed is, have you had that problem in the past? Have you had these same symptoms in the past? And we, in our questionnaires and in the information we request from you, we ask you to identify if you remember having that problem in the past. Because quite often, I probably 50% of the time the adjusters, and 100% when you get into court, into the legal action and the lawsuits where lawyers come in, they always want your last 10 years of history. And in the deposition, they'll ask you, have you ever had this problem before? Have you ever? They can be deposing somebody who's 40 years old and they'll ask them, have you ever had back pain before? Or if it's caused significant headaches and you're suffering from headaches and maybe vision problems and stuff, they'll ask you, and you're 40 years old, have you ever had a headache before? And if the answer is, oh yeah, I've had a headache before, they say, aha, so our car crash didn't cause this. You've had headaches before. And because you've had headaches before, you are just simply experiencing a re-aggravation or re-symptom of that headache that has nothing to do with our car crash. And it's kind of like you're looking going, you've got to be kidding me. Now, our courts have addressed this and have tried to address it. It's a very hard subject to address because you've got to be able to know the science and you've got to understand that sometimes injuries can last longer than certain injuries can last longer than others. But when they're asking you it when you're 40 years old and you've had a headache when you were 30 because you stayed out a little too late and drank a little too much, this stuff has to be addressed immediately, and you have to make sure that it doesn't allow the sideshow to take over what exactly is the importance of the case.
Actually, there's a case in Colorado by the Court of Appeals talking about sideshows, and just exactly what Brad was just talking about. So, you see these defenses, you see these attacks, right? We've taught you. We teach you right now. Right now. You can call us at 303-795-5900. 795-5900. If you've been injured, we will help you. Okay, so let's look at the picture here. So, you know what we're talking about. What we've taught you. A pre-existing condition, they attack that. How are you going to beat it? You have to have a game plan. So you need to understand the pre-existing conditions. Did you have any? Were they minimal? Were they the same body part? Were they caused by something different? Was there a mechanism of injury in this accident that caused your specific injury? Can it be explained? So you have to have a game plan on how the accident happened because they're going to blame you for that. You have to have a game plan, a strategy on how you're going to recover for your injury, to your neck, to your back. You know, most people, when they come into our office, we understand after years of experience that in a car accident, there's other types of accidents. In a car accident, one of the first things we're going to look for is a neck injury and a low back injury. Why? Because the mechanism of injury in a car accident, if you've been rear-ended, sends your head accelerating and decelerating back and forth in microseconds many times. And the seat, if you've been rear-ended, slams into the lumbar part of your spine, the low back part of your spine. That's the mechanism of injury. So, but also, if you have a shoulder injury, then there must be something else that happened. And so we explore that. Good attorneys explore that. We explore that with you. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. If you think you're just going to submit an injury claim and generally say I've been hurt and generally say I've got pain and suffering and generally expect payment, you're not going to get it. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. For you. Information for you. Strategies and game plans for you. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses, and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell and Pollock will give you one. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. This is your Legal Minute. What if you're hit by a driver that doesn't have any insurance? I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. I'm sorry. I don't have an insurance card. And you say, but you injured me. You T-boned me. You rear-ended me. My airbags went off. They deployed. My neck is killing me. I went to the emergency room. I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. I guess you're out of luck. But not if you do what we're going to tell you to do. Right now, you need to increase your own UM, that stands for uninsured motorist coverage, on your own car policy as soon as you can in as high as limits as you can. Period. That provides you a place to go to recover for your injuries when the other person doesn't have any insurance. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We formed it in 1984 with a vision and mission to help injured victims, and we're still doing it today. All over the state of Colorado. Workers' comp cases, you're injured on the job. Some people are injured on the job, like salespeople, and in a car accident. So that's very complicated. It can be solved. We solve it every day. You go to your attorney. If you have a pre-existing condition, you're going to need to know how to separate it out. There's the case called McLaughlin by the Colorado Supreme Court. Can't go into it right now, but your attorney needs to know this, needs to discuss it with you, right? 303-795-5900. If the insurance company says, well, you had arthritis before, and you say, well, I wasn't symptomatic, and they say your films show that you have osteophytes at C5, C6, C7, and you've got pre-existing arthritis, how are you going to fight that? How are you going to win that? If the x-ray or the MRI shows you had a pars defect on the lumbar part of your spine, how are you going to win that? If you had retrolisthesis at L4, L5, how are you going to win that? If you have positive facet loading, how are you going to win that? I'll tell you, you're going to call us. We know this stuff. 303-795-5900. 795-5900. But let's talk about these pre-existing conditions a little bit more, because a lot of people have like arthritis. It's not symptomatic until, boom, is traumatized. And let's talk about, you know, previous surgery. We've had cases where people have previous surgery, maybe on their low back. And so the insurance company is going to say, well, what are you talking about? You had previous surgery. You can't recover.
The insurance companies it can be so devious on the way they handle these things and the adjusters. And I wanted to make sure you understand, adjusters aren't off fishing or sleeping or not paying attention to what they're doing. These adjusters are very much working very hard to attack you and to come after you and to find ways to make sure you don't get money and to blame anything they can. And so the law works a lot in these type of cases on symptoms. Yes, we're concerned about what the injury is, and we're concerned about the mechanism of injury, and we're worried and we're concerned about what's happened to your body. But we work a lot on symptoms, and that's because the science has shown, medical science has shown, that a person can have some what we call arthritic conditions. They can have stenosis. They can have a buildup of plaque in their bodies. They can have these parts where they have either what we call normal symptoms related to arthritis, or at times they have no symptoms. It doesn't affect them. They go through life just fine. As we're all sitting here listening to this show and doing this show, if you're over 21 or 22, your body is starting on a different slope. It's starting on a downhill slope. It's starting to wear out. Now, we work out. We do the things necessary to try and make sure we're in good shape and to not feel pain and not feel any symptoms and overcome whatever problems we may have within our body. But it's a natural phenomenon on our bodies on how they work. And so insurance companies and adjusters and doctors for the insurance companies try to use that to their advantage, saying you were in that condition anyway. And the response we have so many times is, I didn't have any pain. I didn't have any problems. Yeah, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago when I was working out in the yard and I tried to pick up a rock or some sod or something, I felt a tinge and I went and got a pain reliever. I got a muscle relaxant from my doctor, but I haven't had it for 5, 10 years. I haven't had it for a couple years. I haven't even had to see a doctor. I haven't had any problems. Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 years ago when we went to that hotel and we were on vacation and I slept on a bed that in the mattress was a different softness or hardness, it caused some pain. But yeah, I got a little bit of a pain relaxer or muscle relaxant and I was on my way. And they go and say, oh, no, no, no. What you had is you had a problem in your anatomical structure. You were starting to the early parts of arthritis or stenosis, or you were wearing out and it went away. But now here it is. And really, it's the matter of your body already had these problems and it was just waiting for pain to occur. And you're going, what? And we've been able to show time after time, year after year, case after case, that's not the way it works. That what works is we look at what caused the symptoms. And what caused the symptoms is a car crash where somebody smashed into you. And because they smashed into you, your body now is experiencing pain.
Let's use another example. Sometimes people come to me and I look at their emergency room records, and the emergency room took an MRI of their neck, an MRI of their low back, and they say, and the radiologist read it and said it's anatomically normal. I don't see any acute fractures, watch the words, right? I don't see any hairline fractures. I don't see any displaced disc. The intervertebral height is okay. So the insurance company is going to say, you're okay. Wow. No, you're not. You have all these symptoms. Your back is killing you. Your neck is killing you. You're not going to fall into that trap. So you actually need attorneys that care and know the medicine and care about you and give you a game plan. You can call us anytime right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You want help? You want experienced help? You want help by attorneys who actually care about you, and not you're just not a number, and we're just going to turn your case and turn it into some money and send you on down the road? 303-795-5900. Ask your attorney, do they know what retrolisthesis is? Do they know what anteriorlisthesis is? An atlantoaxial injury to your neck? A pars defect? Facet loading, positive facet loading? What does this all mean? That wasn't done in the emergency room. What does this mean? The doctor said I have positive facet loading. Wow, how does that affect my case? How does it relate to my case? You better know. And your attorneys better know. 303-795-5900. So, Brad, let's go back to this pre-existing condition thing just a little bit, because insurance companies rely on it. They look for it. They try to beat you with it. If you haven't had symptoms for years, if you had one maybe 5 years ago, that's a different law that applies to you than if you've had symptoms right up to the day of the accident. But the symptoms, sometimes I tell people you have a symptom type case. So let's explore that a little bit more.
It's a case where the ability of science to look inside your body and find the cause of your pain and find why your pain is now originating as a result of this crash is not there yet. Someday it might be. I've talked about this before. Once upon a time, we didn't have MRIs. And MRIs can now show us a lot of times that there's been a disc bulge, there's been disc movement, and it's impinging on a nerve. And when it's impinging on a nerve, now we know why we have the pain. And the question is, do we have any science and abilities to correct that? That's a whole different story. But what we talk about is when science isn't caught up to the body, and it won't be for years, and it's not now, we have pain, and the only way we understand the pain is we understand it originated from an event, and we start trying to determine how that event would affect your body to cause this pain. Now, that event is going to have a different effect on a person who's 60 years old versus a person who's 20 years old, because that's just the way it is. It's going to have a different effect on people according to their pain tolerance. That's the way it is. It's our job to find how this event has occurred and what it's done to you. The defense will always look and say, we want to take Superman. We want to take Person of Steel and say, Person of Steel wouldn't have been hurt from this event, so you're not hurt. Go away. And by the way, if you are hurt from it, we didn't cause it. It's because you had these problems in the past, or it's because you had this condition that allowed this event to cause your injury or to cause your symptoms. And they are very successful at times. And that's what their doctors are good at. They bring in doctors and they say, we're going to pay you $500,000 to $1 million a year on multiple cases or by handling multiple cases of where you're going to say, this is not something that we cause, but rather it's something that you are, we're going to have anyway, or that you already had, or because you just happen to be a defective person.
When you have an injury, you can put our experience to work for you. And when you put our experience to work for you, you can answer these questions. You can solve these problems that we're talking about in the show and all of our shows, right? And so you'll know where to go. You know what to do. You know what steps to take. How refreshing is that? You know what information is. You know how the insurance company is going to attack you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Look at it this way. For years, your whole life before this accident, you were functioning, underscore that word, functioning in your activities of daily living, underscore those words, activities of daily living, perfectly well, no problem. Everything was going good. Oh, so now you say my x-ray or my MRI shows osteophytes or pre-existing arthritis or dormant arthritis, but before this accident, I was functioning just fine, right? So what happened? And doctors call it a temporal relationship in time. Your symptoms appeared right at the time of the accident. Your low back symptoms, your neck symptoms, your brachial plexopathy, your radiculopathy, your radiating pain, they all appeared. They came about. They originated from this accident. And so that's how you look at it. How were you functioning before this accident? How were you functioning in your activities of daily living before this accident? What can you prove? That's where you start. That's where good attorneys start. That's not the end of the rainbow. That's the beginning of the rainbow. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we have over 30 years of experience. We help injured victims put their lives back together again and put the family structure back together again because it affects everybody. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. We have 6 books. They're free. You can download an e-copy free. You can listen to any of our shows. And most importantly, you can call us and come in for a free initial consultation. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll see you next week.